Hello there, and you're very welcome to Poem of the Week. Hello, I'm Morgan O'Reilly, and once again, you're very welcome to Poem of the Week, Near FM's year-long series promoting poetry. The series is a collaboration between Near FM, local poets, and members of the community. Each week, we will be celebrating poetry, both new and old, Irish and international, and published and unpublished work, alongside a significant date in our calendar. This week's poem is Lover by Vicente Alexandre, read now in both Spanish and English by Sally Galeana.
Lo que yo no quiero es darte palabras de ensueño, ni propagar imagen con mis labios en tu frente, ni con mi beso. La punta de tu dedo, con tu uña rosa, para mi gesto tomo, y en el aire hecho te la devuelvo. De tu almohada, la gracia y el hueco, y el calor de tus ojos ajenos, y la luz de tus pechos secretos. Como la luna en primavera, una ventana nos da amarilla lumbre, y un estrecho latir parece que refluye a ti de mí. No es eso, no será. Tu sentido verdadero me lo ha dado ya el resto. El bonito secreto, el graciosillo hoyuelo, la linda comisura y el mañanero desperezo. What I don't know one is to give you the words of daydreams, not to spread the image with my lips on your face, nor with my kiss. I take the tip of your finger with pink nail for my gesture, and in this manner of airs, I'll give it back to you. From the grace and the lightsomeness of your pillow, and the heat of your exotic eyes, and the light of your secret breast. Like the moon in the spring, a window gives us yellow light, and a heartbeat seems to flow back from you to me. It's not that, nor will it be. Your true sense has already given me the peace, the beautiful secret, the charming dimple, the lovely corner of your mouth and the weary morning.
Lover by Vicente Alexandre, read there by Sally Galeana, and read wonderfully. Sally, that was lovely. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Sally, tell us why you chose that poem.
Vicente Alexandre has always been one of the poets I love the most. In some ways, I came upon him in a very accidental way. I was in the car with my grandfather on a short holiday break, and he has this book in the car, and I didn't have anything to read. I was an avid reader since I was a child. So I took the book and I started reading it, and it was the first time I was exposed to this kind of poetry. Obviously, I was going to school, and as part of the curriculum in primary school, I was 12, 13 at the time, we have read more kind of traditional poetry, more, if you want, descriptive poetry. And Vicente Alexandre was the first time I faced surrealism as a cultural trend in some ways.
Vicente Alexandre was writing in the early part of the 20th century, throughout the 20s and the 30s. But he was a member of this club of poets in Spain called Generation 27. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's in Spain, naturally, we have a very rich cultural time, probably at the end of the 90s, early 20s. Mm. Funnily, it was the end of the Spanish Empire as such. In fact, when Vicente Alexandre was born in 1898, and that was the time that Spain lost the Philippine Islands that were part of their colonies. Yeah. Okay, so... and it was the end of the empire, you know, the Spanish empire dream. But actually, all the things that were lost in a material sense, were won from the point of view of culture and also politics in some ways. There was a lot of political instability in Spain, but actually that also brought along a very rich cultural exchange and creation. So we have the first generation, the 1898, with various famous poets and novelists. And then in the 1927s, there was another generation also of creators. And I suppose the 27 name is more given to the poets. So we have García Lorca, which will be the most famous one.
Many people will have heard of Lorca. Yeah.
Who died during the he was killed during the Spanish Civil War. There was another poet, a very member of the Communist Party, with very political poetry. And if there is any translation, I would recommend people actually to read his poems. His name was Miguel Hernandez, who died in prison. And there was also Luis Cernuda and Vicente Alexandre was part of that group. A more quieter and not so maybe public figure. He was a very sickly man.
He led a kind of a sheltered life in many ways. You said he was sickly from an early age. I think he was quite ill.
In fact, he sometimes said that actually he became a poet because of his ill health. He spent a lot of time in the house and basically he read everything, including poetry.
Yeah.
And then he decided that was his path. He always lived with his sisters till he died, basically. His life was very sheltered. And in some ways, you have to understand also that when the Spanish Civil War took place, a lot of the poets, those who have, or the creators, those who survived the Spanish War, left for exile. So we have, for example, the filmmaker Luis Buñuel, who went to exile to Mexico and then France. But Vicente Alexandre never left, and in some ways he was, that was a kind of black blot in his biography.
It is one of the criticisms leveled against him, because even though you said he led a very private life, he's still a very public figure, a public intellectual, and he was criticised because his poetry was apolitical. He didn't engage or criticise Franco or the regime at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true, he didn't.
But it's very difficult to criticise anybody living under those circumstances, because he was also a gay poet as well, which I'm sure was frowned upon.
He was gay. What I was saying, he was very private. There is not much known about his life. It's curious. One of the things that is known, that he finished his days as a literature professor in university. He also tried to, in some ways, promote, protect, and encourage young poets. So his house became a kind of meeting place for new creators.
Let's get back to talking about the poem, because it's a very central poem, and in many ways that fits perfectly for this series, because this series, of course, is dedicated to celebrating poetry by commemorating the poem with a certain date of the week of broadcast. And the date that we're celebrating this week is, of course, Bloom's Day, our very own James Joyce and his famous novel Ulysses. We can't forget that while this series celebrates poetry, we're also using poetry as a medium to celebrate important dates in our calendar. Bloom's Day is the yearly celebration of one of Dublin's most famous sons, James Joyce, and his great literary masterpiece, Ulysses. Thursday, the 16th of June 1904, is the day depicted in Joyce's novel, and the day is named after Leopold Bloom, the central character in Ulysses. The novel follows the life and thoughts of Leopold Bloom and a host of other characters, both real and fictional, from 8 a.m. on June 16th right through to the early hours of the following morning. The first Bloom's Day celebrated in Ireland was in 1954, the 50th anniversary of the first Bloom's Day, when the writers Patrick Kavanagh and Flann O'Brien visited the Martello Tower at Sandy Cove, Davy Byrne's pub and No. 7 Eccles Street, reading parts of Ulysses and drinking a great deal as they went. Today, Bloom's Day is celebrated by Joyceans across the globe with readings, performances, reenactments and a host of other events. And it's funny to think as well that James Joyce and Vicente Alexandre were writing at the same time. So It is a nice comparison to draw. So what do you think, it's a nice choice for Bloom's Day, Vicente Alexandre?
Actually, I have read the Ulysses. Yay! I must say, I read it in a Spanish translation. Sorry, I will do it in English at some point. But yes, I find that there is some commonalities in some ways. Vicente Alexandre was a man that really used his poetry to express a lot of hidden feelings and human desires in some ways. And I was saying earlier that he used a lot of reference to nature and the sea, etc., etc. And it's because he felt a bit disappointed that the human passion and the free spirit has in some way disappeared into this civilized concept of humanity. He felt that, humans should express their feelings. And I say in some ways, The Ulysses is also about that. I mean, it's obviously a fantastic novel about a day in Dublin, but it's about, in some ways, it's about life, you know, and in some way, this poem is also about life. It's about life, it's about death, that is sadly part of life. It's about drinking, it's about eating, and I think that's a good connection with James Joyce.
Sally, thank you very much for coming in. It's been a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you very much, Morgan.
Sally Galliana is a former president of AMARC Europe, the World Association of Community Radio Broadcasters, and is currently the station manager at Near FM. That's it from us for this week. A big thank you to this week's contributor, our production team and everyone at Near FM, and also to Paula Meehan for her advice and support on this series. Poem of the Week is broadcast every Monday at 12 noon and every Saturday at 10 a.m. Join us next time for Poem of the Week. Good luck and God bless.
This programme was funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee.